and a dot. They make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme. Guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola.
My name's Phil Green. I own YOLO Rum. YOLO Rum is actually, it is a Denver company, but it's the best rum in the world. And we've actually won an award to back that up. Not to sound cheesy, but it is a love story. It started with how I met my wife. My wife is from El Salvador. She was on vacation, and I was in Guatemala doing some nonprofit work with an organization distributing school books to children in Guatemala. It's called Cooperative for Education, great organization. I was fortunate enough to meet my wife, and it blossomed into a beautiful relationship, friendship, and I spent a lot of time in Central America. I've actually have over 40 trips to Central America. Through those trips, I've basically discovered my love for rum also. And when I would come back to Denver, everybody thought that rum was one particularly bad brand that I'm not even going to mention. And their experience with that was through college and always a negative experience. So people have a really negative connotation of rum. And I really kind of wanted to change that. When we came up with YOLO Rum specifically, we had a name in mind, and we wanted to use YOLO, which is an acronym for You Only Live Once. Being an American, I wouldn't have access to these people. It was through my wife, and she found Don Pancho. He is a very serious person. He was the minister of rum. He is considered, hands down, the most prestigious and the best rum maker or ronero in the world. So it was very humbling to meet this gentleman, and he had this formula that he had produced basically for my wife, and he had put a lot of love and a lot of care into it, and he basically told us that he felt this is the best rum that he had produced, and that that basically he trusted us with this formula. So it's extreme honor. The cork is from Portugal, the glass bottle is from France, the label is from Washington State, and then the rum is from Panama. How you taste spirits is always very similar to how you would taste a fine spirit. And a lot of there will be some of the tones that will be familiar. A lot of wines actually use the charred white oak after scotch or whiskey or rum has been aged in it to kind of give that the wine a little extra flavor. Denver's been our focal point, and now we're spreading out to all of Colorado. And we have an exclusive distributor, which is a unique situation because we really want we want to be marketed and represented in a special way. And we just actually launched in Florida, and we've been extremely successful so far in both states. I think this appeals to anybody that wants a great spirit. And it seems like to me, older people figure it out faster than younger people. So I think we cater toward a more sophisticated palate.